The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, senior editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We are back with another Ask MGMA episode. We've got our co-host, Christy Good. She's a senior advisor at MGMA along with us today. And we may flip things up a little bit where Christy may be interviewing me for a lot of this today. I did want to put in there first that April is National Stress Awareness Month, and MGMA has developed a recent stat poll that really looks at the levels of stress and burnout. So before I go any further with this, I want to welcome Christy into the show. Christy, so good to have you back with us as the co-host today.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so where do you want to drive this thing? Because I think you and I, you suggested this topic. You knew that both of us have been working on lots of different things that relate to stress management, burnout, all these kind of things. And then you kind of wanted to turn the tables and interview me on this topic. So go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you want to ask me?
Well, you know, we've been getting questions, of course, through Ask an Advisor and even in our conferences that we've been having on how do, you know, who's doing what for stress management? You know, how are different practices handling this? All we keep hearing out there is, you know, high turnover or quiet quitting or staffing issues. And we know we're dealing with all that out there in any job anymore. And so I was like, what a better way to bring you on and me interview you and tell us, so you can tell us kind of maybe some mindfulness ways that we can, you know, reduce our stress or burnout in medical practices. You're doing that here for us at MGMA on a weekly basis. And I thought maybe you can share some of your tips and tricks that go along with our stat poll on what advice you can give us all.
Yeah. So thanks for setting it up. And I've probably shared some or all of this information we've done. I'll just share with y'all, I have been doing an inventory of MGMA podcast, and I believe we're at episode 511. So when we record this one, I believe this will be episode 512. So that gives a lot of time where I could have said something about this. But just to give a little bit of background, and Christy and I are going to explore stress management, burnout, and other issues around that over the next period of time here in this episode. But during the pandemic, this was beginning as early as April of 2020. So we got the CDC sent out the information. I remember it well because maybe many of you were with me in Nashville at MGMA's financial conference, and the CDC put out some alerts at the show. We weren't sure, are we supposed to all just leave? Are we supposed to hire Ubers or rent cars and drive back to wherever we're from? We just didn't, there was, y'all all remember this. There was so much information that we just didn't know about COVID-19 at that point. But in the fallout of that, one of our directors at MGMA suggested we start a program called Mindful Mondays. We actually kicked that off in May of 2020. So we're about to celebrate our fourth anniversary of Mindful Mondays. Basically, myself, Christy, and others at MGMA meet at 8 a.m. Mountain Time, and we have 15 minutes of mindfulness. We all know how busy we are. We know all how stressed we are, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's in between there, all the things that we do as human beings that can really cause a lot of stress and even in some cases burnout. And so we want to just slow down, and we'll focus on breathing. We'll focus on other aspects of mindfulness and stress management and stress awareness during those 15 minutes. And so we just found it to be a really cool way to kick off the day and to kick off the week for us at MGMA. And so that's something I have reached out in the volunteer community. If you didn't see that, I am starting an educational program on stress management and awareness that's available for free to MGMA members. So either send me an email at dwilliams@mgma.com or look into the volunteer community. You might see where the volunteer opportunity is. If you don't see it there, do reach out to me, dwilliams@mgma.com, if you want to be part of that. So that's at the least, it's going to be a 3-month program. But we may see how it goes and may keep going with that. So I wanted to share some of that background as we lead into actually this recent MGMA stat poll. Is there anything, Christy, I hope that answered your question, because I did want to just give some background there on what we're doing at MGMA, just from that basic standpoint. And by no means is that all we're doing, because Christy and I are both on the wellness committee at MGMA. That's available for MGMA employees. Why don't we just touch on that a little bit, Christy, because you're involved in a lot of things on the wellness committee that can help people if they're dealing with stress or to do other things that are just kind of giving back. So talk about your role there, if you don't mind. I'm turning it back and now I'm asking you questions again, but I just wanted you to share a little bit about the wellness committee and the things that we do that maybe people at practices can adopt as well.
Yeah. I mean, in our wellness committee, we're actually doing mindfulness lunch and learn, I guess is what you call it, mm-hmm. where it'll be here in April, being at Stress Awareness Month, that Daniel will be doing for all of us here. That is one thing we're doing in the Wellness Committee. Part of the Wellness Committee also is just how do you volunteer? How do you give back? And so we're very lucky that we are now given, 8 hours a year that we can go ahead and volunteer somewhere. Of course, approved by MGMA and as a team, and give back. And recently, we just had a group went to Project Cure and did some volunteering there last week. We also are putting together, teams for the furry scurry and for maybe the health walk. And then we even have this really cool thing that Daniel's involved in, which is called the Volley Llamas. So another way to reduce some stress is to maybe have some fun at work. And we have a volleyball team. So we're trying to do a lot of different ways to really encourage staff here on not only being well physically, but being well mentally, and then some nutritional fun things as well as some walking challenges. So all those are little things that a practice could easily incorporate, get some people on board that just kind of get the team going and encourage each other to just do some healthy things, because we know stress plays so much on our health.
Yeah, you're totally right. So let's dig in on this recent stat poll. So many of you, Christy and I both, we want to thank you for being part of the MGMA stat poll. If you're not already, it's so easy to sign up. You can go mgma.com/stat and get signed up for that. Really easy. Y'all have probably heard me say this 100 times, if maybe 500 times on MGMA podcast, but being part of MGMA stat, it really just helps provide information on what's going on in practices. So in our April 2 stat poll, we asked the question, how has your level of stress and or burnout changed in 2024, we had 564 responses. And That's great that we get that kind of feedback, because that really gives us the information, and then we're able to then share that back out to the MGMA community. It helps us at MGMA, myself, Christy, Colleen Luckett, Chris Harrop, the whole team out there, develop content around what y'all are talking about and those pain points that you have. So the answer was 75% of medical group leaders say their level of stress and/or burnout has increased in 2024. That is an alarming number, and it's a bit scary there. I know that you're somewhat interviewing me, but I think this is really a dialogue for both of us, Christy. You've been in practices for decades, I think a couple of decades there before coming over to MGMA. So what can you share about that when you see a number like that? I think both of us have the results in front of us. Let's talk about what we're seeing in the results a little bit.
Right. Well, we know that we've been asked to do more with less. That's a practice, right? Medical practice. And then we're also in a medical practice taking care of the sick people. So people that don't know what's going on with themselves, people that come in stressed. So we're trying to help alleviate other people's stress as they come into a practice that may be under stress itself. So there's a lot of balancing that happens. And I think when you can care for your employees by encouraging wellness, those employees will then can care for patients better too. And that's what I've seen. I do know that, as most people in medical practice know, when we added the EHR, that added a lot more stress.
Oh yeah.
With lots of clicks that providers have to do, and support staff, and all the documentation that goes into, you know, getting that the EHR medical record updated, and the billing that goes out. And I mean, it's just the whole big circle of what a medical practice, from a sick patient all the way to billing and getting reimbursed and keeping, you know, your doors open while trying to find some work-life balance, is the gamut of medical practices. And so, you know, I think that when I was in medical practices, you know, you try to really figure out, how can you encourage and help alleviate some of that stress? How do you help people find that time management or energy? And we just, in our book club, just read The Energy Bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe those are some good takeaways too for people to check out that book and see how can they find a more positive way to deal with some of the stress that they're going through.
Yeah. Do you mind if I just jump in real quick?
Nope, go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to just mention something here about, so we hear terms like mindfulness, and we hear practices like meditation. This is something that I do personally. I meditate every day. It's helped me with depression, with anxiety, with those thoughts that I just could not stop going. And that's one of the things that I've learned through the practice, is that we're not attempting to stop thoughts, but we're attempting to bring awareness to what the thoughts are. And for me, when my anxiety and stress was at its highest levels, it's that there was just this endless loop in my head, worrying about a relationship, worrying about a job, worrying about a project, worrying about a child, worrying. And, you know, to the point where it can make yourself physically ill. And
right.
Yeah. And so what I wanted to say was, and we've done this in our Mindful Mondays, is yes, we do a formal meditation practice there, but meditation's not for everybody. It's not say, hey, you're only going to find a pathway here if you meditate. That's not what we're saying. And that's what Christy was talking about through our wellness committee. What we've done, we've had several of our wellness committee members over the years, you know, stay on that committee and really get an idea of how can we connect with the MGMA employees? And then by proxy, how can anybody listening here, if you're in a practice, how do you translate this to your own practice? What we found out is doing some surveys, finding out, what do you do to alleviate stress and to manage stress and burnout. In our MGMA stat poll, these were some of the responses that we got back from those 564 respondents. So here are a few things that people did. Taking more time off and investing in personal mental health. Switching jobs to new organizations with more opportunities for specialization or personal growth. Reaping the benefits of less staffing disruption, worker turnover. Adding physical activity into daily routines. Setting new boundaries between work and home life. And I'm going to stop at that one because that's one of the things that I've struggled with. I was have actually talked this over with other people. Like, you don't want to be that person who's not raising the hand. So people suddenly think, well, gosh, Daniel or Christy, you're not doing anything anymore. Where'd you go? Or, you know, so you want to be that raise hand person where people know that they can depend on you and you're a go-to person. But all, at the same time, it's setting boundaries for ourselves and being very clear about that. Hey, I want to be able to be part of this new task force, or I want to be part of this project, but my bandwidth, I'm looking at it and it's not going to allow me to do that. And so please know that you can depend on me. I'm someone who's going to be there for you. And also there's that boundary, not only at work about being able to say no, but that boundary between work and home life. Christy and I talk about this all the time about our children, you know, how we want to be available. In Christy's case, I don't want to speak for you, but I know you're a hockey mom, and you and I talk about this all the time, and you also do amazing work with your, I want to get it right. I know that you care for a lot of four-legged friends that come into your house. What is, you're a foster?
I'm a foster mom for dogs and cats through an organization.
Right. And so there's putting up those boundaries for myself, you know, wanting to be available for my daughter. She's now in college, but still, even though she's in California and I'm in Colorado, making time throughout the year to spend time with her, to call her up. You know, you don't want to be working so much that you're not able to do that and give. And then it's just the self-care, being able to provide time, to provide access to yourself. And again, it's not, you only get there through meditation. Well, that's one way to have self-care. Another one is maybe a nature walk. Another one is to volunteer in the ways that Christy's talking about and doing some really cool things, finding something you're passionate about, and then carving out some of that time, me time. And if me time is just sitting in, I don't say just, but giving yourself the permission and the time to read a book. Christy and I are in two book clubs together. And so we're, you know, creating that time. And sometimes you don't have time to actually read the book, but then it's just being in the meeting with the community and the book club and interacting and hearing their thoughts and then sharing some thoughts of your own, whether you can, you know, bring in your own personal life or your personal work experiences into that book club. So there are a lot of opportunities. I know once you wind me up, Christy, I'll start talking. So please jump in here as well. What do you want to say about that? That there's no one path to, you know, providing some stress management, but other avenues that you can pursue. What would you say about that as well?
Yeah. And I think you brought up, like you said, all the good points from what we do here, what you do with us for mindfulness, how it could be used anywhere. Even at home, when those thoughts are intrusive and you can't shut them down, because we know we don't always just stop work when work stops here.
Right.
And I think the other, there's another one on our stat poll that just says seek out peer support and or executive coaching. And I think having that group, like you mentioned, the book club group, you may have not read the book, but going and being part of a group that maybe can help, you know, help you de-stress, help you get those intrusive thoughts out, help you share ideas, other ways to think about things, is a great support network. And I think everyone needs a support network. You're never alone. I know sometimes we may feel that way, but right. I agree. And I think that all that you teach us and the things that we do here really can be used anywhere and help people both, you know, physicians, nurses, support staff, both in their work environment and outside. So I just wondered if you had some valuable resources that you want to share, maybe where people can find some of this information, or if we're going to link to it in the podcast.
Yeah.
That you might want to share.
No, that's a great question. And so there are several resources. I want to point, what we're going to do, first of all, is provide a direct link to the article that was written about the stress and burnout question. I say this as I completely lose my voice. Let me have a sip of tea here. Oh, yeah. Thank you, everyone. So we have a lot of great sources in here that we're going to link to within the article. But what I wanted to really touch on before we go is that one of the things that will help is putting up boundaries. And I have worked on this a lot. I know that it's one of my blind spots and one of my weak spots. I guess if you categorize it in personality types, a people pleaser, it's something that I don't want to let people down. I know I'm aware of this, and I know that it sometimes lets myself down because I burn myself out or I overcommit myself. And so it's being able to recognize that. I mentioned it earlier, but sometimes being very transparent with people when you're asked to be part of something and you realize your bandwidth just isn't there, or sometimes it's just your mind space. You just need some downtime. You need some time to just go on a walk, be by yourself, or have some time at home, and just, you're going to have to say no sometimes. Another one, and this is part of this article, it's managing time and energy through better priorities and habits. It's, they quote one of our MGMA consultants, Katie Lawrence, in the article, and she talks about, I'll quote her here. She says, "We're all limited to just 24 hours a day. With the energy that we no longer waste, we can spend time with our families and our friends, and we can make a bigger impact on healthcare." Think about it this way. If you do have that downtime, if you have that me time or that family time away from work, you can come back re-energized. You can come back with a new attitude about things, just to be able to step away, spend time doing something that you love, whatever that is, if it's time with friends, if it's time with families, a community, like Christy was saying, maybe if you like sports, maybe you're part of a softball team or a volleyball team or in a pickleball league. It seems like everybody's doing pickleball now. I may have to figure this out. I mean, that seems like it's just taking the world over by storm right now, building pickleball courts and things like that. It's just so much there. But I'll tell you something else that I love in the article, and this is a stressor for me, and I have to go off and meditate somewhere. It's managing email overload. Mm-hmm. I may just have to sign up for a course at some point because I spend hours trying to refocus and reorganize and do all these things with my email. And then all of a sudden I look up and my day's over and I hadn't done all the projects that I have to do. But here are some things that Katie Lawrence recommends. She says, focus time, considering turning off notifications and dedicate 30-minute segments of time for email work. So actually schedule in the email time and let people know on the team, hey, I'm going to check my emails at 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. And in between there, I'm going to be working on projects and other things. So I'll get back to you, but it might be at 3 or it might be at 9. Another one she says to do is sort by subject line, skim for action. So avoid chronological reading and instead skim the inbox to identify tasks that can be acted upon immediately. And then also one more, maintain an action-oriented inbox. So categorize your emails into 3 groups, things to respond to, things to act on, and things outside of your control. And this will allow you to declutter that inbox. Christy, I've never even discussed this with you. Do you have email overload, or are you just one of those people having completely organized and it's awesome?
I totally have email overload. And I think many people also have, social media overload.
Yes.
I mean, I know kids are on Instagram and Snapchat and I don't know, Facebook and X and all these different things. And there's next door neighbor, and where all this, I think it's information overload. It's all this stuff coming at you. And then how do you handle all that? And sometimes I think you also just put your phone aside and you don't look at it for like an hour, and you know that nothing's going to happen bad if you do not pick up that phone, and maybe you take a walk. I know we're all guilty in healthcare too. We don't always take breaks, and maybe just taking that little 15-minute walk, maybe without your phone or maybe with a good book on your phone, and not worry about all those emails or the social media that's coming at you.
Yeah. So Christy had suggested we actually maybe even break this out to two parts. I feel like there's so much to talk about here. So maybe that's something we can do. I'm noticing that we're up against some time here. We're managing meeting overload, because it's just like go from one meeting to the next. And so I think this is probably a pretty good place to stop here on this one. I know we've got a lot more we could talk about here. So, and I did want to put one notice in that right now it's Stress Management Awareness Month. Next month, one of the awarenesses is Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's something that we can delve into even deeper, talk about EAPs, talk about the professional help you can get, and then the other things you can do on your own or with friends, family, coworkers to help address mental health as well. So until then, let's just sign off for now. This will do it for myself. Christy, any final words for you?
No, I just hope that people really just take a step back and think, how can I take a break for myself, put up those boundaries, and find some quiet during some of these times?
Yeah. And I know that's so difficult to do because we are asked to do so much. But I know it's liberated me putting those boundaries up and being able to say no to a couple of things. So hope y'all can do that as well. Thank y'all again for being podcast listeners.
And thank you, Daniel, for sharing.
Thank you. Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfiche, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfiche, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfiche allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfiche and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfiche.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfiche.com.